It has spread its operations to 93 countries and was a powerful economic and political force on all continents. It was known as IG Farben. IG stands for Interessengemeinschaft, which translates as Association of Interests or simply Cartel. By the beginning of World War II, IG Farben had become the largest industrial corporation in Europe, the largest chemical company in the world, and part of the most gigantic and powerful cartel of all history. In 1926, IG Farben had developed a method to extract petrol from coal and in 1929 entered a licensing agreement with Standard Oil, Rockefeller. This company gave IG Farben 546,000 of ordinary shares values at more than $30 million. 2 years later, IG Farben signed what was known as the Alliga Agreement with Alcoa Aluminium. IG Farben produced about half the petrol in Germany. Later they built refineries next to the concentration camps and had the inmates slog for them as forced laborers. IG Farben was one of the largest companies controlled by Rothschild and pumped huge sums of money into the German economy, especially to the future SS. On the board of IG Farben there were Max and Paul Warburg, Federal Reserve, who had large banks in Europe and the US. A further member was C.E. Mitchell, also on the boards of the Fed and the National City Bank, and H.A. Metz of the Bank of Manhattan. Hermann Schmitz, the president of IG Farben, was also on the board of the Deutsche Bank and of the Bank for International Settlement. The brothers of Roel and Roland Harriman, initiated into the Skull and Bones in 1917, greatly helped to finance the Nazis, this via the Union Bank. Subsidiaries of ITT and General Electric supported the pre-war German SS directly. James Martin, head of the Department of Economic Warfare in the Department of Justice, had researched the structure of Nazi industry and in his book All Honorable Men writes, "The principal link between Hitler and the Wall Street money barons was Jamal Horace Kralischacht, the president of the Reichsbank, whose family for many years were closely aligned to the international financial elite. Schacht was the man who masterminded the plan to rebuild Germany, the Young Plan, and also the Bank for International Settlement. The plan masterminded by Schacht worked perfectly and resulted in bringing events in the Weimar Republic to an explosive head." Dr. Fritz Thyssen, the German industrialist, stated that he turned to the National Socialist Party only after I became convinced that the fight against the Young Plan was unavoidable if complete collapse of Germany was to be prevented. Acceptance of the Young Plan and its financial principles increased unemployment more and more, until about 1 million were unemployed. Fertile ground, of which the Thule Gesellschaft, Thule Society, with its tool Adolf Hitler had all but to make use. After the crash of 1931, German industry was almost bankrupt. Fritz Thyssen officially joined the National Socialist Party and supported Hitler. The largest part of his fortune was handled by the Bank Vorhandel, which in turn was controlled by the Union Bank. The Union Bank was this and the Harriman connection. Of its 8 directors, 4 were Skull and Bones members and 2 were Nazis. Harriman at the same time financed the Soviets and the Nazis via the Brown Brothers, Harriman Bank. One of his closest allies was Prescott Bush, father of George Bush, ex-president of the U.S. Both Prescott and George Bush are members of the Skull and Bones. 95, up to 1936, more than 100 American companies were involved in the build-up of the German war machine, among them General Motors, Ford, International Harvester and DuPont. The motives for these investments could not be just for short-term gains, as the contracts between these companies and the German government stated that not a penny was to leave Germany. The profits would come only 5 years later, when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor and so pulled the US into World War II. You see, at this time everything was already planned in detail, but only insiders knew about it. Here Des Griffin summarizes those last events. The international bankers and their agents created conditions that resulted in World War I. They made a financial killing as a result of the war. They financed the Russian Revolution and seized control of the vast nation, They manipulated events in Europe after the war so as to create a condition, Edward Stanton's words, the result of which left them sitting in heaven financially. They used American loans, on which they were paid huge commissions, to re-equip German industry with the most advanced technical facilities and to make our industrial system the second best in the world by a wide margin. In the process of their manipulations, these unscrupulous, monopolistic vultures used and abused the Germans to the point where they earned their undying hatred, and by building up German industry at the same time as they greatly antagonized the populace. They set a strong man who could rally the masses behind his cause by promising them freedom from the international financial predators. Germany in the early 1930s was an international banker created time bomb, waiting for a Hitler-type individual to come on the scene and seize control. Descent into Slavery. Chapter 32. Adolf Zeilgruber and the Thule Gesellschaft. To throw some light on the mysterious Third Reich and the role of Adolf Hitler, I have to go a bit further afield. All over the world Germans were, and since the last attacks on homes for people seeking political asylum still are, linked to the Third Reich. But very few know the actual motives from that time. One hears about the Aryan master race theory and the gassing of the Jews, but not 1% know about the origin of these. In their schoolbooks, the German children are told of the evil Adolf Hitler, who apparently, supported by AIM propaganda and mass hypnosis, was the only culprit of those events. They are not told from whom he took his ideology, who had put him into his position and, above all, who had financed him. Actually, 95% of the financial support came from Jewish sources. Interesting, isn't it? The Allies had quite intentionally removed or forbidden all the books that could have uncovered this, and sought to dare dark mystic veil lies upon Germany's recent past. Therefore, I consider it more than necessary to shed some light into this dark area, even if some theories will be thought by some to be outrageous. At least here you find the right stuff to discuss later. Between 1880 and 1890, many personalities, among them some of England's most brilliant minds, found together and formed the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. Its members come largely for the Mother Grand Lodge of Freemasons and the Rosicrucians. In a way, the Golden Dawn was leading esoteric Freemasonry, rather positive, in England and was its innermost and most secret circle. Members are, among others, Florence Farr, W. B. Yeats, Nobel Prize for Literature, Bram Stoker, author of Dracula, Gustav Meyrink, author of The Golem and the Green Face, Aleister Crowley, perhaps the best-known magician of the last 100 years who later got into black magic, founder of the Thelma Church and 33rd degree Freemason of the Scottish, 96, Wright, Rudolf Steiner, founder of Anthroposophy, Freemason of the Scottish Rite, head of the German Theosophical Society, Grand Master of the Illuminati Order Ordo Templi Orientis, Otto, and Grand Master of the branch Mysteria Mystica Eterna, later left the Golden Dawn because of differing views. Steiner refused to allow occultist Rebus Lincoln access to the Golden Dawn, a decision which later was held against him. In 1917, the occultist Baron Rudolf von Sebottendorf, the Gurdjieff disciple Karl Haushofer, the ace pilot Lothar Weiss, prelate Gernot of the secret societies Templi Maschini, the inheritors of the Knights Templar, and Marie Orsic, a transcendental medium from Zagreb, met in Vienna. They all had extensively studied the Golden Dawn, its teachings, rituals, and especially its knowledge about Asian secret lodges. Sebottendorf and Haushofer were experienced travelers of India and Tibet and much influenced by the teachings and myths of those places. During the First World War, Karl Haushofer had made contacts with one of the most influential secret societies of Asia, the Tibetan Yellow Hats, D.G. Lugspa. This sect was formed in 1409 by the Buddhist reformer Tsongkhapa. Haushofer was initiated and swore to commit suicide should his mission fail. The contacts between Haushofer and the Yellow Hats led in the 20s to the formation of Tibetan colonies in Germany. The four young people hoped that during these meeting in Vienna they would learn something about the secret revelatory texts of the Knights Templar and also about the secret fraternity Die Herren vom Schwarzenstein, the Lords of the Black Stone. Prelate Gernot was one of the inheritors of the Knights Templar, which to my knowledge are the only true Templar society. They are the descendants of the Templars of 1307 who passed on their secrets from father to son, until today. Prelate Gernot apparently told them about the advent of a new age, the changeover from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. They discussed that our solar year, according to the 12 revolutions of the moon, was divided into 12 months and thus the revolution of our sun around the great central sun, the black sun of ancient myths, was also divided into 12 parts. Together with the precession of the cone-shaped proper movement of the earth due to the inclination of the axis, this determines the length of the world age. Such a cosmic month is then 2155 years. The cosmic year 25,860 years long. According to the Templars, the next change is not just an ordinary change of the age, but also the end of a cosmic year and the start of an absolutely new one. By completing the 25,860 years, the Earth is changing from the age with the weakest, Pisces, to the age with the strongest radiation, Aquarius. Indo-Aryan definition calls this the end of the Kali Yuga, the age of sin. All age changes have led to political, religious, social and also geological upheavals of great impact. The time of changeover from the old to the new age is called in Mesopotamian teachings the three double steps of Marduk, of 168 years duration, at the midpoint of which the Ilu ray, the divine ray, is expected to reach Earth. The Templars did careful calculations and concluded that February 4, 1962 was the date the ray would reach Earth. This gave the midpoint of the 168 years changeover and the years 1934 and 1990 as other important dates. The main part of the discussions dealt with the background of a section of the New Testament, Matthew 21:34. For the Jesus addresses the Jews, "Therefore I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit." The complete original text that is kept in the archives of the Societas Templi Martiae says it even more clearly. But the point is, in that text Jesus actually names the people. He talks to Teutons serving in the Roman legion and he tells them that it is their people that he had chosen. That was what Subotendorf and his friends wanted to know for sure, that the Teutonic, that is the German people, was commissioned to form the realm of light upon of the German Theosophical Society, Grand Master of the Illuminati Order Ordo Templi Orientis, OTO, and Grand Master of the branch Mysteria Mystica Aeterna, later left the Golden Dawn because of differing views. Steiner refused to allow occultist Drebis Lincoln access to the Golden Dawn, a decision which later was held against him. In 1917 the occultist Baron Rudolf von Subotendorf, the Gurdjieff disciple Karl Haushofer, the ace pilot Lothar Weiss, Prelate Gernot of the secret societies Templi Martiae, the inheritors of the Knights Templar, and Marie Orsic, a transcendental medium from Zagreb, met in Vienna. They all had extensively studied the Golden Dawn, its teachings, rituals and especially its knowledge about Asian secret lodges. Subotendorf and Haushofer were experienced travelers of India and Tibet and much influenced by the teachings and myths of those places. During the First World War, Karl Haushofer had made contacts with one of the most influential secret societies of Asia, the Tibetan Yellow Hats, D.G. Lugspa. This sect was formed in 1409 by the Buddhist reformer Tsongkhapa. Haushofer was initiated and swore to commit suicide should his mission fail. The contacts between Haushofer and the Yellow Hats led in the 20s to the formation of Tibetan colonies in Germany. The four young people hoped that during these meeting in Vienna they would learn something about the secret revelatory texts of the Knights Templar and also about the secret fraternity Die Herren vom Schwarzenstein, the Lord of the Black Stone. Prelate Gernot was one of the inheritors of the Knights Templar, which to my knowledge are the only true Templar society. They are the descendants of the Templars of 1307 who passed on their secrets from father to son, until today. Prelate Gernot apparently told them about the advent of a new age, the changeover from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. They discussed that our solar year, according to the 12 revolutions of the moon, was divided into 12 months, and thus the revolution of our sun around the great central sun, the black sun of ancient myths, was also divided into 12 parts. Together with the precession of the cone-shaped proper movement of the earth due to the inclination of the axis, this determines the length of the world age. Such a cosmic month is then 2155 years, the cosmic year 25,860 years long. According to the Templars, the next change is not just an ordinary change of the age, but also the end of a cosmic year and the start of an absolutely new one. By completing the 25,860 years, the Earth is changing from the age with the weakest, Pisces, to the age with the strongest radiation, Aquarius. Indo-Aryan definition calls this the end of the Kali Yuga, the age of sin. All age changes have led to political, religious, social and also geological upheavals of great impact. The time of changeover from the old to the new age is called in Mesopotamian teachings the three double steps of Marduk, of 168 years duration, at the midpoint of which the Ilu ray, the divine ray, is expected to reach Earth. The Templars did careful calculations and concluded that February 4, 1962 was the date the ray would reach Earth. This gave the midpoint of the 168 years changeover and the years 1934 and 1990 as other important dates. The main part of the discussions dealt with the background of a section of the New Testament, Matthew 21:34. For there Jesus addresses the Jews, "Therefore I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit." The complete original text that is kept in the archives of the Societas Templi Martiae says it even more clearly. But the point is, in that text Jesus actually names the people. He talks to Teutons serving in the Roman legion and he tells them that it is their people that he had chosen. That was what Sebottendorf and his friends wanted to know for sure, that the Teutonic, that is the German people, was commissioned to form the realm of light upon 97 Earth, in the land of the Midnight Mountain, Germany. The place where the ray would meet the Earth was given as the Untersberg near Salzburg. At the end of September 1917, Sebottendorf met with members of the Lords of the Black Stone at the Untersberg to receive the power of the Black-Purple Stone, after which the secret society was named. The Lords of the Black Stone, who formed out of the Martiae Templar societies in 1221 and were led by Hubertus Koch, had set as their aim the fight against evil and the building of Christ's realm of light. This dark power they were to fight had revealed himself in the so-called Old Testament through Moses and other medium as God, starting with the words by YHWH equals Jahweh equals Jehovah to Abraham, "I am God Almighty." In Hebrew, Aniha El Shaddai, translated, "I am El Shaddai, the outcast archangel Shaddai El, Shitn or Satan," see the original translation of Genesis 17:1. For example, in the Bible, New International Version, Sebottendorf clearly recognized the Shaddai, the God of the Old Testament, is the destroyer, the antagonist of God. His followers therefore sought to destroy the earth, nature and humanity. And the followers were the believers in Mosaic law, the Hebrews. Remember the tenets of the Talmud. In the Gospel of John, 8:39-45, Jesus states this directly. There he addresses the Jews, "Abraham is our father." They, the Jews, answered. "If you were Abraham's children," said Jesus, "then you would do the things Abraham did. As it is, you are determined to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God." Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the things your own father does. We are not illegitimate children, they protested. The only father we have is God himself. Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and now am here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell the truth you do not believe me. Today still many people naively ask, but why then did Hitler go against the Jews? I hope that the last few lines have shown you. In the eyes of the Thule Gesellschaft, from which later emerged the DAP, German Workers' Party, the SS, Schutzstaffel, the Jewish people who had been charged by the Old Testament God Yahweh to raise havoc on earth were the reason why the world was always caught up in war and discord. The Thule people knew about the Jewish banking systems, that is, Rothschild and allies, and the protocols of the elders of Zion and felt it was their task to fight the Jewish people, but especially their banking and lodge system, in accordance with the revelation of Sahaja, and to erect the realm of light upon earth. Authors comment as you can see, these people were just as incapable to remedy the cause as their Lord Jesus had told them how, to change the world with love for creation, for oneself and for the neighbor, and that neighbor can also be of another race or religion. But they had relinquished self-responsibility and gave it to a guilty eel, a Satan. Their hatred made them so blind that they never realized that they used the same weapons as the purportedly satanic god Yahweh they wanted to fight. They should have known though that one cannot achieve peace by war. A circle formed around Baron Rudolf von Seybold-Tendorf that via the Teutonic Order in 1918 in Bad Aibling became the Thule Gesellschaft. The themes they tried to link to politics were scientific magic, astrology, occultism and Templar knowledge as well as Golden Dawn practices like Tantra, Yoga and Eastern Meditation. Meet the Earth was given as the Untersberg near Salzburg. At the end of September 1917 Seybold-Tendorf met with members of the Lords of the Black Stone at the Untersberg to receive the power of the Black-Purple Stone after which the secret society was named. The Lords of the Black Stone who formed out of the Marcionite Templar societies in 1221 and were led by Hubertus Koch had set as their aim the fight against evil and the building of Christ's realm of light. This dark power they were to fight had revealed himself in the so-called Old Testament through Moses and other medium as God, starting with the words by YHWH equals Jahweh equals Jehovah to Abraham, I am God Almighty. In Hebrew, Aniha El Shaddai, translated, I am El Shaddai, the outcast Archangel Shaddai El, Shitn or Satan, see the original translation of Genesis 17:1, for example in, the Bible, New International Version. Seybold-Tendorf clearly recognized, the Shaddai, the God of the Old Testament, is the destroyer, the antagonist of God. His followers therefore sought to destroy the earth, nature and humanity. And the followers were the believers in Mosaic law, the Hebrews. Remember the tenets of the Talmud. In the Gospel of John, 8:39-45, Jesus states this directly. There he addresses the Jews, Abraham is our father, they, the Jews, answered. If you were Abraham's children, said Jesus, then you would do the things Abraham did. As it is, you are determined to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the things your own father does. We are not illegitimate children, they protested. The only father we have is God himself. Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and now am here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Today still many people naively ask, but why then did Hitler go against the Jews? I hope that the last few lines have shown you. In the eyes of the Thule Gesellschaft, from which later emerged the DAP, German Workers' Party, the SS, Schutzstaffel, the Jewish people who had been charged by the Old Testament God Yahweh to raise havoc on earth were the reason why the world was always caught up in war and discord. The Thule people knew about the Jewish banking systems, that is, Rothschild and allies, and the protocols of the Elders of Zion, and felt it was their task to fight the Jewish people, but especially their banking and lodge system, in accordance with the revelation of Sahaja, and to erect the realm of light upon earth. Authors comment: as you can see, these people were just as incapable to remedy the cause as their Lord Jesus had told them how, to change the world with love for creation, for oneself and for the neighbor, and that neighbor can also be of another race or religion. But they had relinquished self-responsibility and gave it to a guilty eel, a Satan. Their hatred made them so blind that they never realized that they used the same weapons as the purportedly satanic god Yahweh they wanted to fight. They should have known, though, that one cannot achieve peace by war. A circle formed around Baron Rudolf von Sabbot-Tendorf that via the Teutonic Order in 1918 in Bad Aibling became the Thule Gesellschaft. The themes they tried to link to politics were scientific magic, astrology, occultism and Templar knowledge, as well as Golden Dawn practices like Tantra, yoga and Eastern meditation. 98. The Thule Gesellschaft believed, following the revelation of Isaiah's inner coming Savior German, Heiland equals the Holy One, the third Sargon who would bring to Germany glory and a new Aryan culture. Dietrich Bronder, before Hitler came, and E.R. Carmen, Guru Hitler named the leading members as follows: Baron Rudolf von Sabbot-Tendorf, Grand Master of the Order Guido von List, Master of the Order Jörg Lantz von Liebenfels, Master of the Order Adolf Hitler, Führer, German Chancellor, SS Superior Rudolf Hess, Vice Führer, and SS Obergruppenführer Hermann Göring, Reichsmarschall and SS Obergruppenführer Heinrich Himmler, Reichsführer SS and Reichsminister Alfred Rosenberg, Reichsminister and NS Reichsleiter Hans Frank, Dr. H.C., NS Reichsleiter and Governor General of Poland Julius Streicher, Sir Obergruppenführer and Gauleiter of Franken Karl Haushofer, Professor Drive, Major General Rett, Gottfried Feder, Professor Drive, Secretary of State Rett, Dietrich Eckart, Editor-in-Chief of the Volkische Bobik de Bernhard's Tempel, Father Confessor and Confidant of Hitler Theo Moll, Personal Physician of Hitler Franz Gertner, President of the Police, Munich Rudolf Steiner, Founder of the Anthroposophic Teaching German, Heiland equals the Holy One, the third Sargon who would bring to Germany glory and a new Aryan culture. Dietrich Bronder, before Hitler came, and E.R. Carmen, Guru Hitler named the leading members as follows: Baron Rudolf von Sabbot-Tendorf, Grand Master of the Order Guido von List, Master of the Order Jörg Lantz von Liebenfels, Master of the Order Adolf Hitler, Führer, German Chancellor, SS Superior Rudolf Hess, Vice Führer, and SS Obergruppenführer Hermann Göring, Reichsmarschall and SS Obergruppenführer Heinrich Himmler, Reichsführer SS and Reichsminister Alfred Rosenberg, Reichsminister and NS Reichsleiter Hans Frank, Dr. H.C., NS Reichsleiter and Governor General of Poland Julius Streicher, Sir Obergruppenführer and Gauleiter of Franken Karl Haushofer, Professor Drive, Major General Rett, Gottfried Feder, Professor Drive, Secretary of State Rett, Dietrich Eckart, Editor-in-Chief of the Volkische Bobik de Bernhard's Tempel, Father Confessor and Confidant of Hitler Theo Moll, Personal Physician of Hitler Franz Gertner, President of the Police, Munich Rudolf Steiner, Founder of the Anthroposophic Teaching,